This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What is Dax, are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
WEEI Afternoons, hour number two here in our beautiful, bright studios. I'm just going to keep saying beautiful. You can be the judge of that for yourself if you work here, but I like it. And it is powered by our friends at Verizon, Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens, and now Ted Johnson. How are we doing today,
hey boys,
Ted?
I'm doing great. How are we doing?
We are tremendous, and we are ready, as always, here at 3 o'clock for the three-point stance.
Green 19!
Ready!
It's the three-point stance.
I'm going to count to three.
Tatum puts up a three. Bam!
Easy as one, two, three.
Pasternak, a hat trick, and a 4-3 Boston lead.
Three.
Three.
And it is gone! A three-run homer, and the game is tied.
On WEEI Afternoons.
All right, gentlemen, it is time for the three-point stance. Three hosts at 3 o'clock with their three biggest takes on the sports stories and sometimes other stories floating around today. Our order for today is Andy Hart, then Nick Fitzy Stevens, and then Ted Johnson. Each host gets 60 seconds to present their opening take, and then we'll open it up for discussion after each host has gone. Andy Hart, you lead us off as always. Are you ready to roll?
Absolutely. Let's do it.
All right. Well, you're 60 seconds and definitely not spent screaming at a certain group of people or a take starts right now.
Two things have come together this week for me to create this take. One, mock drafts continue to flow, and I continue to read them and think, I don't know about that, I don't know about that. Top 10 picks, questionable quarterback sneaking in, a third quarterback, Jackson Dart. And then I've started doing my film study, my film work on some of these prospects, starting to put together my own little scouting reports that I do every year. And I have a hot take. There will be more busts than stars in the top 10 picks in the 2025 NFL draft. I am starting to get scared of almost everybody. Radio scared, not really scared. And Ted Johnson's been on this. We've talked a little bit about this. I think there might be only two players that are going to go in the top 10 that I would feel really confident saying I guarantee they will not be a bust. Tyler Warren, Ashton Jeanty, a tight end and a running back. Almost everybody else, there are either big red flags, little arms, little hands, slow 40 times, all of these various issues. The quarterbacks, I think, flat out are not franchise quarterbacks. Now you tell me three of them are going in the top 10. This top 10 of this draft, and the Patriots have the fourth pick, so it's not great, is not good. There is not a lot of blue chip talent. Even the blue chip talent has questions because you don't know what position he's going to play. This draft is littered with not best player available, but bust player available.
Bust player available. Oh, look
wow.
At that.
At what point in the car ride up here did you think of that and go, that's pretty good?
Yeah, you know, it's a long ride. So at some point, you're right. I did. It came to me.
Sure. Hour and a half. Yeah, that's a long time to think of quips like that. Okay. So Andy sees big bust potential in this year's draft class.
I like big busts and I cannot lie.
Specifically the top 10. Nick Fitzy Stevens.
That was an affront to so many different groups. On behalf of everyone on this show, the station, I apologize. And the parodies of Andy Hart do not reflect everyone here at the afternoon show.
And it remains a day that ends in Y with Andy Hart with those. All right, Nick, you are going second as always. Are you ready to roll?
I am ready to both rock and roll. Shall we begin, Dan?
Yes, we shall. You can both rock and roll right now.
All right. I remember Ted Johnson last week, maybe a week and a half ago. Perhaps it was our live broadcast, thanks to our friends at Jameson, that we did scores last week before the Celtics Thunder game, where you said you thought it would be a good idea for the New England Patriots to that's how Ted strikes. To trade Joe Milton, because if Joe Milton really sees himself as a starting quarterback, then you don't want to have that kind of uncertainty, that pressure, that agitation nipping at Drake May in this very important second year, his first year with Josh McDaniels. A point well taken, understood, and largely agreed with. However, as I've had a couple of days to think on it, and rumors have swirled around that Joe Milton could be traded for, should some team be quarterback desperate enough, a third-round draft pick, or at least that's the rumor to what the Patriots would be asking. And it's at this point I say it's far too early to be considering trading Joe Milton. Besides wanting to have a capable, mobile, and strong-armed backup, you don't want to actually not find out, pardon my double negative, what this asset is worth. We don't know if he could be worth more, a second, a first. And as Andy says, it's a bust player available draft. You may have the best quarterback of 2025. Develop him and see what he's ultimately worth. It's too soon, Ted.
Wow, another take like the fans, you know, that Joe Milton is the guy. I don't know, man.
No, it's too soon. Like, you don't want to, like, buy that stock, make a couple bucks and go, yeah. I made money.
I tell you what. We're going to have
time. Grow.
I go both ways on this, so we'll talk about it, though, Fitz. Okay. I hear you, brother.
All right. Yes. Save those takes. We'll get to that in just a moment's time. But before all of that, Ted Johnson, are you ready for your 3-point stance?
I'm ready, brother.
All right. Well, your 60 seconds begins right now.
All right. You know, guys, the NCAA tournament, I used to be a big fan of. You know, I'm not the biggest college basketball fan, but I'm a fan of just the event. It's a great event. You know, I grew up in Houston where the Five Slam and Jamma, if you guys remember, in 1980.
Yeah.
I remember exactly the airliner, the pub I was at. I'll never forget where I was when I was, 8 years old watching that in Houston, how just the city just got crazy for that team. And there's just been so many great memories in the NCAA tournament, but I don't know, at this time, with the changing of the rules, with the NIL money, with the transfer portal, with all the TV money, it just is kind of lost a lot of its luster for me, and I'm just not into it anymore. You know, the NIL money encourages us transferring. The transfer portal, there's no continuity in any of these rosters. There's no developing. It kind of discourages kids that pick the schools to go originally from staying at that school and seeing it through. You know, there's a lot of older kids you see that are playing in the NCAA tournament, and it just has lost to me a lot of taking a lot of the fun out of it. I don't recognize the team, the poor play. You know, so kids aren't getting developed because they're transferring all the time. It's not about the schools or the conferences. It's more of a professional model. There's not parity anymore, and it feels like an MLB league, if you will. So I'm just not into the NCAA tournament anymore for those reasons, boys.
And Ted brings the thunder.
And I will just real quickly before you go on in, I will reference an article that Dan Shaughnessy wrote today that will back up some of my stuff that I couldn't agree with him more whenever it is my turn. But that's how I feel about it.
Like
okay.
It.
I want to bounce back to Fitzy's point about Joe Milton, and I want to go to Ted because you were hot on that after Fitzy finished his 60 seconds. The idea that continues to float around, trade Drake May for the picks, or the rumor that Fitzy was referencing from somebody out of Cleveland saying that the Patriots were asking for a third-round pick in exchange for Joe Milton. Where do you fall on the quarterback conversation, Ted, because you reacted when that topic was brought up?
You know, because, I'm a fan of what Joe Milton brings to the table, and I just like the profile of the player that I think he's kind of there's similar things that the starting quarterback can do with Joe Milton, who's currently the backup quarterback, or the third string quarterback with Josh Dobbs. I think all three quarterbacks can all have similar type athletic skills. I think Drake May is on another level, but you get my point. And I just worry that Joe Milton has probably been all offseason told that he should be playing. He needs a chance. There's a lot of teams that need quarterbacks. You know, you go the Giants, the Jets, the Steelers, the Vikings, all these teams that are, you know, maybe the, you know, well, the Raiders got their guy now. But you see my point is that they're getting in his head. I could just see that maybe behind the scenes playing out in a way that maybe hampers the development of Drake May. Oh, but if Drake May can't handle it, you know, I get that argument too. If you can't handle the heat, you know, stay out of the kitchen kind of thing. But I just think this kid's special. I don't want him having to worry about the backup chomping at his heels if he's because behind the scenes, and I talked about it, Bailey Zappe versus Mac Jones. I don't think that was a healthy relationship. I don't think that was a professional relationship. And the one position, out of all the positions on the football field, that's the one I feel like you got to be a little bit more careful with. And so I'm just a little bit nervous about how does Joe Milton handle himself behind the scenes now? Does he see himself as a starter? And is that going to maybe create problems behind the scenes? I don't know. I mean, did the Josh Dobbs thing, to me, kind of came out of nowhere when they got him the first day of free agency. So I just worry about that to some degree, him being there, his presence. Because, I listened to the show yesterday. There were people calling in saying, talking about Joe Milton being a better quarterback than Drake May.
Oh, yeah.
And I just, fans, hello, I just can't believe that people think that Joe Milton is a better option than Drake May. I can't believe it. Well, Ted, he only won one game. Drake May did. I get it. Did you see how bad his defense was, his offensive line, his coaching, and his receiver core was? The kid is a brilliant player. Please, no more of the Joe Milton over Drake May stuff. I just worry about Joe Milton being a distraction to Drake, and that's why I'm a little bit more open to the idea of trading him more than I was maybe at the start of a free agency.
So to me, this is a debate on for both of you guys in a weird way about value. You're saying Drake May is so valuable, you try to make everything right to develop his value. And Fitzy's, where I kind of side with Fitzy here is, quarterbacks are super valuable, and if you can get one more developmental year out of Joe Milton, he could be a second-round pick. There's not enough quarterbacks to go around, and somebody could fall in love with him. He's easy to fall in love with because he's big, strong-armed, athletic, great smile. He says all the right things.
He throws 80-yard passes without the flick of the wrist, Andy. Like to me, Ted,
you could sucker somebody.
Well, yeah, that's exactly what it is, Andy. This is a lot of times you think about like a night at the casino with your friends, a bachelor party. You go up early and you're like, somebody's like, take that $1,000 upstairs now before you get drunk and put it in the safe and just play the rest of the night on $200 with house money, right?
Let it ride. Hmm.
Yes. And then sometimes you, perfect. And then sometimes you're like, well, I made money early. I'm up 50. Let me walk away because I'm just here for the memories. Maybe, you know, the steak dinner was the joy all along. No, sometimes you don't want to walk away from the table early. Joe Milton is the table you want to play carefully, smartly, and you want to be sober about it. And honestly, Ted, if he has a great preseason, if he sees any game action, we obviously hope not, none of it's meaningful, but if he sees any game action, his stock should only go up with every one of these, Andy, Instagram 80-yard, you know, Bazooka Joe throws, you know, there's a GM around the league that's going, guys, we got to call New England. Like this, these quarterbacks stink. This, we could make this kid something. If Mayo and McDaniels and everyone and AVP can turn this kid into a starter level quarterback, we could win with him.
Can I ask you guys what the top two qualities you thought Tom Brady brought to the quarterback position were? What?
Handsome and awesome.
So
decision making and accuracy.
Decision making and accuracy. Okay. And
I would say compete, Ted. I would also say his want to his refuse to lose. Like that might be my favorite thing about Brady.
You know,
all
weird
time.
You guys, none of those were mentioned when you mentioned Joe Milton. You talked about backflips and a big arm. That's all you backflips and a big arm. Big arm. Big arm. Overrated. Big arm is overrated. The quarterback position is about accuracy and IQ. That's the most important aspects of quarterbacking, not big arm and backflips. Please.
But people fall in love with those things. That was my point.
People sucker born every day, Ted Johnson.
Yeah, people do, but other teams don't. Other teams that will be trading with you don't. They don't look at that and they go, oh, the guy's got a big arm. They've all known he's had a big arm. They had chance to draft him.
Yeah, but you're developing
six rounds went through before somebody said, you know what? I'll take that. You know what? I'll give a chance to the big arm guy. And that's basically what happened. I mean, if the Patriots don't draft him, who knows if he even would have got drafted.
But the reality is, and I can tell you, I watched virtually every practice last year, and I watched the preseason games. He was better than I expected. He was better throughout the totality of August action, and then I guess you include the Bills at the back end of the season. I had low expectations for him. I thought he was what you were saying, just a raw, strong-armed, he's never side developed.
So
yeah, sideshow. Long ball hitter, longest drive guy. That's all he could do. I actually saw him hit a couple chips and a couple putts along the way.
Was he going against the ones? Was he going against the Buffalo Bills defense? So you guys think that he can maybe get a second-round pick if he has a good preseason?
Right now?
A good preseason.
I don't think right now you could get anything more than like a sixth-round pick where you took him. That's the issue here is I don't want to trade him because I don't think you've upgraded the asset.
If you can get a second round draft pick, I would say trade him.
Absolutely. Me too.
And I don't think there's any way in hell they're getting a second round pick for him.
No, there isn't. No, no, no. But that's our point. One more year. One more. It's like a pass. You ever hear those coaches? One more. One more.
But you need to see him. So you based on just preseason action, or you think that Drake May will get hurt and then he'll get in regular season games and then he's going to show out in regular season games. And then all of a sudden you got... If he shows out in regular season games and games that count where teams aren't playing their backups like the Buffalo Bills were, then you don't trade him. You keep his ass. You don't trade him.
Well, that took a turn.
Okay, you keep him.
Then
that's what you
do.
Because all of a sudden now you got a history of Drake May getting injured, so you wouldn't trade him.
I also don't trust him, though. That's where I got to be honest with you. I'm sort of on your side of the street there. I don't care if I see a game next year where he has a great regular season game against a real defense, whatever. I would never trust him to be my long-term quarterback. And I also wonder if the Patriots feel the same way. I wonder if Josh Dobbs is here because they know Drake May got dinged up a couple times last year. And they look at Dobbs as a more suitable two-game option. The veteran, he started games. If we're going to hang around and be a wild card team, if we give it to Milton, we'll probably be out of it. They may not have faith in him to win multiple football games, start multiple football games. I think that might be why Dobbs is here. Don't get me wrong. I'm trying to sucker somebody with Joe Milton. I'm trying to turn him into this facade of a franchise QB so somebody gives me a second or third round pick and I can move on and giggle as I walk away with the asset.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm 100% in on the idea of seeing if there's any way you can shine and polish up this diamond a little bit more, or this gem, this piece of coal, Ted, and convince another team, like, look what we were able to get out of him. We've started his development process. He's smarter. He's better. He's more able than just the raw, strong-armed, back-flipping project that we got out of Tennessee for a sixth-round value pick. If you can take a six and turn it into a three, that's good investing.
Yeah, that was Ron Wolf. That was Elliot Wolf's dad. Ron Wolf believed in that.
And that's maybe next year. Like, ultimately, ideally, I don't want him traded. I want him because I think he can be a viable backup. It's amazing to me that there's people. I guess I worry about the attitude behind the scenes. If he's fine, then you keep him. Then you absolutely keep him because I want insurance at that position. I'm just curious how that's going to play out.
I will say, Ted, you're right. The calls are lining up. The texts are coming in. He has become a bit of a lightning rod. So let's go to one of the phone lines.
Crazy.
Let's let the people talk. Tim in Hanover, what are your thoughts on this whole, well, actually, your subject line says it, but can you tell us what you told the screener so it'll be funnier if you say it? Go ahead, Tim.
You got it. Hey, guys, let me tell you, I love every one of you guys on the panel there. 50, you are so right about this whole deal. I've watched Milton and all that college football stuff. I'm a big college football guy. I wish I was a scout instead of having my regular job I have, honest to God. But the thing is, here's the deal. Milton has all the goods to be a very quality quarterback in the NFL. And the thing is, you've got Josh McDaniels. He's been great mentoring quarterbacks, obviously, right? He's got two good guys, Drake May and Milton. They should utilize his ability to keep them there and let them play. Every guy in this NFL, and Ted, you know better than anybody. Let me tell you, every guy, they have to have their own confidence, and they all have that sense of, hey, I'm as good as the next guy. Well, let him keep it.
Yeah.
If there's animosity, just don't let it run wild, because Josh McDaniels can handle that and make sure they stay in their lane and do what they got to do. But I'm telling you, this guy's going to be a great quarterback if he gets the right mentoring down the road, and he's going to be good for any team in the NFL.
Thanks for the call, Tim.
Interesting.
Tim went soft when he went on the air, because it said, "Keep Milton, you dummies," was his subject line. So he thinks it's dumb to even consider the possibility of trading Joe Milton.
I think it is, too, unless there's issues behind the scenes, which I haven't heard that there's any. I just wonder, I speculate, if there's no issues, I think it would be dumb to trade him, too. I just, again, I've heard reports that he thinks he's a starter, and that, to me, signals something in there that goes, okay, you know, is that going to be a problem behind the scenes, Fitzy? That's all.
Yeah, I can't imagine Joe Milton. I don't know him very, obviously, none of us know him. We only know what we've seen and what we've heard from practice fields, Instagram videos, post-game pressers at all, and strikes me as a pretty affable dude. I can't imagine that he'd be so mad that he's not starting by the second year of his career, where he's had no professional starts to date, Ted, that he would sour all of a sudden, you know, one big, you know, win, if you will, against the third stringers for another AFC East team would make him think he's the man now, dog. And all of a sudden that would sour the quarterback room, which seems like it has good vibes.
Yeah.
I just can't buy it yet.
617-779-7937. We'll continue to take your calls on Joe Milton. Trade him? Keep him? Is he a threat to Drake May? We're going to bring Drake May into this discussion, because I think what you believe about Joe Milton and what you should do with him ties into what you believe about Drake May. That's up next here on WEEI Afternoons. But first, Dan Ball, bring us what's trending.